December 21st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Keep your focus on my power and might, that through my Son I redeemed the whole world and generation after generation. You face no problem alone, but all things fall under my gaze. Learn to understand my will. I provide solutions which you do not see. I permit crosses in each one's life for the glory of my abiding will. These things are difficult for you, my children, to understand. Eternity itself is beyond human understanding. If it were not so, people would work diligently towards their own salvation. There would be no spirit of worldly ambition in so many hearts, no greed or jealousy. Christmas would be a spiritual joy, not an occasion to satisfy worldly appetites. Everything you need is in your spiritual journey towards your eternal salvation. Therefore, let your satisfaction be in the spiritual, not in worldly goods." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10, the new life in Christ. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now, put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.